The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Roar Rant. I am Steve Dace, and of course, free agency is underway. I'm sorry, the legal tampering period is underway here in the National Football League. And today I want to talk about the most high profile of all free agents. Former MVP Lamar Jackson is available now on conditions. He is a restricted free agent, courtesy of the Baltimore Ravens, who don't want to give him the guaranteed money that he's asking for. But I'm going to present for you today five reasons why I think the Detroit Lions should be willing to consider giving him what he wants. Let's begin. Number one, Lamar Jackson, and Lamar Jackson has actually a better passing rating from the pocket the last few years than Jared Goff has. It's much better, actually. In fact, Lamar Jackson from the pocket has the highest passer rating in the NFL, not named Pat Mahomes. Over this since 2019. Jared Goff's like 13th. So there's this idea, well, he only does things because he draws up plays in the dirt, which is what they always say about athletic quarterbacks. Not so. He is way better in the pocket than our current quarterback. So right away, before we even get to that athleticism, there's an upgrade there at the most important position in all of sports, including this one. Number two on this list, the Lions have two first-round picks this year. That's the cost to the Ravens. It costs you two first-round picks. They have those picks this year. So you're only taking away from this one draft. That's a key. You're only taking away from this one draft. And the Lions still have three top 100 picks later in this draft to deal with the defense. It's a deep draft for defensive players, particularly in the secondary. So this is the draft to do it. You're only taking away from the top of one draft, and you still have three other top 100 picks to add potential depth, if not starters, on the defensive side of the football. Number three on this list. We've got the salary cap space to absorb his new salary. And you know there'd be some trade value in return for Jared Goff as well. He still has a very manageable contract. And he was a Pro Bowler last year. So we've also got the offensive line to protect Lamar Jackson. We're going to provide him better weapons on the outside than he ever had in Baltimore. His best weapon in Baltimore was a tight end. We've got much better receivers than Baltimore did. At least as good of an offensive line. So this is starting to enter no-brainer territory for me. You've got trade value for Goff right now. I mean, if Jimmy Garoppolo is worth 20-some-odd million dollars to the Raiders, Jared Goff is clearly worth something. Number four on the list. How often do you get to add a 26-year-old MVP-caliber quarterback to your team? He's going to play at least 9 games every year indoor on fast tracks, too, whether it's here at Ford Field or in Minneapolis. That's at least 9 games minimum, over half the season every year indoors on a fast track. Again, you start doing the math here, guys. This one seems pretty obvious to me. Number five on this list, the Lions have the longest division title drought in American team pro sports. Stop and think about that. No American pro sports team has a longer division title drought than the Detroit Lions, who haven't won the division since it was the NFC Central in 1993. They beat the Green Bay Packers on the last week of the season, then came back and lost to them in a playoff game when Brett Favre threw the ball halfway to Mount Pleasant to a wide-open Sterling Sharp to win that playoff game. That's the last time the Lions won the division, guys. 1993. All right. Will Smith was still fresh in Bel Air in 1993, guys. If you've got Lamar Jackson on this team, you're unquestionably the division favorite heading into next season. I mean, I don't see a downside. I don't. I mean, you can get into injuries and everything else with any player. I mean, could you imagine Lamar Jackson running around throwing the ball 50 yards downfield to Jamison Williams when against broken defenses. I can imagine that because that's what it looks like in Kansas City every week. Same thing could happen here. I take full advantage of it. Thank Jared Goff. He bought us some time. Very good year. But how often do you get an opportunity to add somebody this good at 26 years old? Changes the whole complexion of the franchise. I'd make this move right now if I were in charge. What do you think? Let us know here in the comments section. Thank you for watching again this week on RORAN.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.